several people have asked me what I think is Mapplethorpe's legacy, and it's complicated and rich. But one of them is that at a time in art history, in art, the history of art, in the 1970s, when the art world was not into beauty, think about the 1970s, it's conceptual art and performance art, and Cindy Sherman, postmodernism, Lee Friedlander, Gary Winogrand. We are not talking about really beautiful objects and handcrafted frames. He made that decision. And I think the combination, when you get upstairs, you'll see how exquisitely beautiful the prints are. And he never made his own prints. He always had either Tom Burrell or his brother, Edward, making the prints, but the prints are made to his standards. And they're exquisite. And so he brought to subjects like this, which normally you would not think would be the subject of a beautiful object. And in those prints, something like this leather and the background and everything take on a richness and a sheen, etc. And so there's this kind of push-pull aesthetically to the attraction to the object and maybe the distancing from the subject that was an important part